In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text this Thanksgiving Day is our gospel reading from Luke, the 17th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we set our standards fairly low. Parents are grateful if their kids eat most of their food and a bite of vegetables. Well, even I remember the consequences of not finishing what's on your plate. Teachers are grateful if a student turns in any homework at all, even if it's late, even if it's full of typos, or even shows signs of carelessly being thrown into a backpack. And as a church, we are grateful that anyone shows up, even if their minds are elsewhere. We're grateful for many things, but none are as they should be, but only enough. We set our standards low because perhaps we're afraid that if we ask God for more, we'll get even less. But Jesus asks for more. In the healing of the lepers, Jesus isn't simply grateful that one turned back praising him. Well, this Samaritan has his face to the dirt, giving glory to God in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus, seemingly ungrateful in our eyes, says, "Where are the other nine?" Jesus isn't content with one, as if that's enough. 10 asks for mercy. 10 were cleansed by Christ's word, and only one turned back in thanksgiving. That's 10%. We'd be lucky if people gave 10% of their income as offerings. We'd rejoice if 10% of our membership rolls came to church regularly, meaning every single week. We'd be ecstatic if 10% gathered together in their families and in their homes every day to pray and to read Scripture together. But not Jesus. Jesus wants all 10. 100%. But he doesn't want all 10 to come by force. He doesn't unheal the lepers who kept walking. And he doesn't give ultimatums or threats. He simply stands there, rejected and without thanks. Why? Why doesn't Jesus do something about it? I mean, why doesn't he run after them and demand their thanks, even after they show themselves to the priests as he commanded? Well, it's because Jesus' mercy and healing are a gift. And gifts don't come with strings attached, or ultimatums, or by coercion. They come without thank you cards, without words of gratitude spoken. Gifts are just that. They're gifts. They are free. They are undeserved. They are spontaneous, over and above and entirely for the sake of another. Jesus healed these 10 lepers for their sake alone. Leprosy is ugly, repulsive even, not only to the leper, but also to the others who had to look at it. So if you were a leper, you were out. No work, no family, no community, no temple, no forgiveness, no joy. But Jesus wants these 10 lepers to have joy and forgiveness, and the temple, and family, and community, and work. And he wants it all for them, and not for himself. This healing was a gift, no strings attached. But when only one came back, Jesus was disappointed. Not because he demands our worship or thanks as a power-hungry tyrant, but because the gift that he gave didn't make it all the way to their heart. See, it only stuck on the surface, at surface level. They did not receive the gift with faith. Too often, we reject the gifts of Christ, which He freely gives. They remain only on the surface, and the heart rejects them. The mind couldn't care less. And we do ourselves a great disservice by lowering the standard. It's not okay to be baptized and then not to be in church every Sunday. It's not okay to receive the body and blood of Jesus and still be angry at your spouse and your children and your friends. It's not okay to receive the body and blood of Jesus one week and then come the next week to complain, "Aw, we have communion again? Didn't we just have this last week?" It's not okay to hear that Christ forgives you all your sins and then to turn around and hold a grudge, not bringing that same forgiveness into your home or to your friends or to your neighbors. It's not okay. It's not enough. In fact, it's a sin. For everything that does not proceed from faith is sin. And apathy? A lack of thanksgiving, a lack of love, a lack of desire to fall down on your face before the living God, before Christ crucified and risen, all flows from unbelief. Jesus says to the one Samaritan who returned in worship, "Rise and go. Your faith has saved you." All were healed. One was saved. And so it is in this world. All are healed. That is, Christ Jesus our Lord suffered and bled and died for all. He left not one single person out in this world. He overlooked no leprosy of sin, but He had mercy on all. And yet, not all turn back with a great cry. Not all glorify God. Not all fall down on their face before the feet of Jesus. And not all give thanks to Him. It's not because the gift hasn't been given, or because baptism didn't take, or the Lord's Supper was somehow ineffective, or that absolution was muddled. It's because unbelieving hearts reject the very gifts of God. And this unbelief saddens Christ. However, Jesus neither forces the worship and praise of these nine, nor does He sulk in rejection. Instead, He causes St. Luke to record this story for our learning, that we may repent of our unthankfulness, that we may hear how faith actually responds to the gifts that God gives freely out of His own grace, mercy, and merit, that we may rejoice with thanksgiving, that we may worship, that we may come before our Lord and Savior and fall down just as the Samaritan has. And ultimately, that believing in Him, we too might be saved. You see, the story of the lepers proclaims God's undeserved mercy in Jesus Christ given out to all. And how faith receives with thankful praise and worship. And how unbelief leaves the gifts at the surface, thinking that it's only enough. Let us never settle for that's enough. Let us not be grateful for a little, but for much. Let us encourage one another to recognize the gifts that God freely gives in the salvation that He offers to all in Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us run frequently, with fervor, with holy joy and awe and wonder to this altar to receive the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Jesus in word and sacrament, because He is your freedom. He is your salvation. He is your light. He is your length of days. He is your sacrifice. And His blood covers each and every one of your sins. He is your resurrection. He is your life. Because He who was dead is alive again, and by His wounds you are healed. You are forgiven all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. O repentant people of God, O saints of Holy Cross and Emmanuel, let us come again and again and again to this place where Christ tells His story, where He baptizes, where He feeds with His own living body and blood, and where He gives His gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And then let us depart in His peace, healed, cleansed from sin, spared from death, and given eternal life with God. This is God's mercy for you in Jesus Christ. This is your King. This is your Lord. This is your Savior. This is your Jesus. And these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in Him, you may have life in His name. Amen.